gospel soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host today. Amen. Coming to you live from Houston, Texas. Happy Independence Day. I hope y'all enjoying some good barbecue. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Family fun. Amen. Glory to God and all that kind of goodness. Amen. On this great day. Another day that the Lord has given us, amen, was not promised, amen, but he woke us up this morning and started us on our way. So what we want to do today, y'all know this is Busting Loose in Faith Friday, amen, right here on My Gospel Soul. So we're going to be hearing from Apostle and Prophetess Tebow from Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministries live on the air, praise God, amen. The topic today, amen, with Busting Loose is, hallelujah, has your faith been tested yet? Coming from James 2 and 17, amen. Before we dive into that, we definitely want to let you know what's going on in your weather. Hallelujah. Amen. Today is Friday. Glory to God. It's mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 90s. East winds around 5 miles per hour. And on this evening, it's going to be partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s. East winds around 5 miles per hour. For Saturday, it's going to be partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then a 30% chance in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Amen. And for that Saturday evening, partly cloudy. Amen. Partly cloudy with the lows in the mid-70s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And let's see what's going on for Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. Partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then mostly cloudy with a 30% chance in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday evening, it's going to be partly cloudy, lows in the mid 70s. Again, welcome to My Gospel Soul, where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. I'm going to release the airways and give them over to amen, Apostle and Prophetess Tebow. Hallelujah. Busting Loose in Faith Friday. Amen. And here they are.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God for yet another day. Happy Independence Day to all of you who are off today celebrating this day. God is just so good. So good is He. He's allowed us to see another day, another year, another Independence Day, and we have much to be grateful for in the United States being, as we call it, free to serve God, to praise God, to give Him all the glory as compared to other countries. So we have a lot to be thankful for, and I hope you're enjoying your day and giving God all the glory that He deserves. This is Prophetess Tebow and Apostle Tebow of the Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministries. We're located here in Houston, Texas, and our mailing address is P.O. Box 711-144, Houston, Texas, 77271. The next voice you will hear will be that of Apostle Tebow speaking on Has Your Faith Been Tested Yet? Coming from James 2 and 17. Have a great day. Enjoy yourself listening to Apostle Tebow. Open your ears and your heart and let the Lord guide you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, Prophetess Tebow, we just thank God for this opportunity again to be on, hallelujah, on Busting Loose in Faith Radio broadcast. We just thank God because this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God again for Pastor Jackson and her family and for her opening up, allowing us to come on her show and just to be a blessing to the family of God. We thank God for everyone that will be hearing this broadcast on this radio and internet throughout the world, locally as well as internationally. Hallelujah. Well, God is a good God, and we thank God because it is a nice day today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, get ready, get ready, get ready. Today in the United States, the 4th of July is a national holiday being celebrated. Outside grills are heated up, beaches are packed, city and towns are having parades and firework displays. All of this in the remembrance of July 4th, 1776, when the 13 American colonies declared their independence. Hallelujah. What a blessing just to be reminded of where we are now compared to where we was back then.
Amen.
God has been good to us.
Yes, yes.
He has been good to us individually as well as collectively.
Yes,
and we
amen.
Have so much to be thankful for this day. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just before we get into the word of God, I want to pray. And then I'm going to ask Prophetess Tebow just to read the scripture for us. Amen. Hallelujah. We're gonna be starting with James 2, verse 17. Then we'll be going to Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14. So if you have your Bible, just get these ready, these pages ready. Amen. So that we can let the blessings of the Lord take place. And let the Holy Spirit just have his way.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we get ready to go into the Word of God, we just ask you, Lord, right now, Father God, for these next few minutes, just to hide us behind the cross of Calvary, Lord, and I thank you that we command flesh to get out of the way that you may have your way. Touch these lips of clay, Lord, and use us the way that you see fit, that the words that come forth out of our mouth will be your words from heaven above. Thank you for the message that you have placed upon our heart to share with the people this day. And Lord, and I will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Now, right now, we just bind up and we rebuke the devil and every demon force. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just loose forth by the anointing of the Spirit of God just to have his way this day. We thank you. Where there is liberty, the Spirit of the Lord can come in and just move the way that you see fit, precious Father, that your perfect will be established and done. Now we rebuke any distraction, rebuke anything that will come to cause any type of distraction from this radio broadcast to go forth in the name of Jesus. And Lord, and I thank you that we just dedicate this broadcast into our hand because this is your ministry. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for it. Now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Prophetess Tebow, hallelujah, just to read James 2, verse 17, then go on to Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14.
James 2 and 17 says, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead being alone. That was James 2, verse 17. Now, this other scripture reading was Genesis 22:1-14, and it reads, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, And he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it up on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. I've read to you Genesis 22, 1 through 14.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we just thank Prophetess Thibault for reading the word of God. Amen. And it is an important topic today. Amen. And it's entitled, has your faith been tried or tested yet? Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. You know, the question may be asked, what is faith? Well, Hebrew 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance or the realization of things hoped for, the evidence, the conviction of things not seen. Hallelujah. What an opportunity to have today. Amen. Also, I want to mention in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. God wants us to get to a place where we totally depend upon him, where our total allegiance and trust is in him. Hallelujah. A lot of us, we say that we have faith. A lot of us say that we love the Lord. But when our back is against the wall, when things is not going the way that we figure in our little finite mind that it should be going, we sometimes get a little bit shaken. We sometimes get a little bit distraught of not knowing which way to go. Well, I stopped by to let you know that just like Abraham, there's going to come a time where your faith will be tested, where your faith will be tried. Amen? Knowing that your faith will be tested can assure us the one that God can use the most are those whom he has bruised the most. As a believer, there will be trials coming your way, whether from the world and Satan or from God. It is not merely one's presence in such trial, but one's victory over them that brings spiritual growth and maturity. You know, a lot of times when trials and tribulations come, we want to shy back from what is going on. But one thing about God, God gonna really, really take us through tests and trials to see really what we made of. Hallelujah. Again, like I said previously, a lot of us, we say with our lips, we love the Lord. With our lips, we gonna trust God. But when the rubber meet the road, hallelujah, when it really, really comes to the time where you really have to stand alone and trust God for yourself, are you still shouting? Are you still full of joy? Are you still standing strong? Amen? So just imagine, before we go a little bit further, the question may be asked, what is a trial? A trial is the process of being tried or tested of one thing after another until something succeeds. Well, this is letting me know that we can't go, when it comes to God, we can't go from level A to level C without going through B. God is a very patient God, amen? And he will not allow you to go to the next level, hallelujah, until your faith is being tested. See, I'm not talking about your brother's faith. I'm not talking about your sister's faith. I'm not talking about the preacher's faith. I'm not talking about your mother or your father. Faith, I'm talking about your faith. I'm talking about it's personal today. Is your faith, has your faith been tested or tried or tested yet? Because believe you me, whether you're a babe in Christ or you're mature Christians in the Lord that have been walking with God for years, there's going to come a time where your faith will be tested. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God that he looks at us as winners, not as failures. Amen. Sometimes when the trials and tribulations come, we get a little bit shaken. But one thing, I have the reassurance to stop by to let you know that God will deliver all those that live righteously in his eyesight. Amen. He is a God of promises. He is a God that is able to perform it. And he is a God that can bring it to pass in our life.
Amen.
One thing about God, God is not like man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Man is just like the weather. He's sometimes up and he's sometimes down. But God is always the way he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because I want you to know at this time that we serve a God who is alive and well. We serve a God who sits high but look low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, knows the very hair upon our head this day. Have your faith been tried or tested yet? If so, just hang on in there. The best for you is yet to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as we look at, hallelujah, in the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 through 14. Here we see Abraham's faith, hallelujah, is being tested here. Abraham, hallelujah, he was and he is the father of faith. We have to understand before we came to Genesis, the 22nd chapter, if we relate all the way back to Genesis 12, chapter, you will find out that God had commanded, have called Abraham out from among his kindred. Abraham was called out at the age of 75 years old. And he, hallelujah, he married a lady, hallelujah, his wife's name at that particular time, he was Abram, and his wife was Sarah. They was called out, she was 65 years of age. They were both in their elderly years, but God used them. God used them. Don't tell me that God can't use you at whatever age you are. There is no such thing as retiring for the Lord. If you really love the Lord with all of your heart, your mind, body, and soul, God can use you at whatever age that, hallelujah, you want to come in and let him use you. Abraham was called out from among his kindred. and from his father's house to a land where God told him, I want you to come to a land that I will show you. Abraham believed God, and he just picked up his belongings, got his family together, and he turned around, looked at his kin folks, and said, see you. Hallelujah. Don't want to be you because I'm gone on, and I'm following my God, the God that is able to make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Then if we go further down in Genesis, the 17th chapter, around the 17th verse, we will see it where God had made a promise to Abraham. Hallelujah. And he told Abraham that him and Sarah was going to have a son. Hallelujah. And it'll come out of his loins. Well, at this particular time, Abraham was just about 100 years old. And his wife, Sarah, was around 90 years old. Hallelujah. And Sarah laughed and said, how can this come about from the deadness of my womb? And Abraham had laughed in his heart too. But he knew that God was faithful. He knew that God was not like man. He knew that God, when God makes a promise, the only way that it can be, hallelujah, not come to pass is when we walk in disobedience to what he wants us to do. But Abraham had confidence in his God. Abraham, hallelujah, he wasn't swayed back and forth. He wasn't double-minded on the promises that God had given him. Praise the Lord. And if we go on a little bit further in Genesis 21, verses 1 through 3, you'll see, you know, talks about the birth of Abraham, the birth of Isaac to Abraham and Sarah. Hallelujah. So here, Abraham knew the faithfulness of God. Abraham had confidence of knowing that God would come through for him. So here, as we arrive to Genesis 22, starting at verse 1, hallelujah, through verse 14, Abraham had experienced the faithfulness of God. Amen? Have you experienced the faithfulness of God since you came to him? Have your faith been tried and tested since you have, hallelujah, gave your life to Christ? Well, you may say, preacher, I don't really know. Well, I stopped by to let you know, when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, hallelujah, your faith was activated. Hallelujah, because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So as a believer in the Lord, hallelujah, you faithfully and on the spiritual sense, you have been reborn again. Isn't that a blessing, Providence? Isn't that a blessing, Providence, Tebow,
yes,
to know how good and faithful God is?
Yes, sir.
So here, Abraham, hallelujah, he was commanded by God to sacrifice his beloved son Isaac, which was the crucial test of his faith. Praise God, praise God. Isn't that a blessing to know that God, even though he allowed us to go through things, it's still for our good?
Always.
Isn't it a blessing to know that, hallelujah, how will you know how big God is in you unless you go through a test?
Amen.
Unless your faith be tried.
Yes.
Amen. You see, I used to hear the elderly folks, I used to hear the saints of God of old, and they would say, well, listen, I know that my God is going to come through because they had testimonies to share.
Amen.
They had been through the valley.
Amen.
They have been to the mountaintop.
Amen.
Amen. So until you have that mountaintop experience and that valley low experience, how can you know how big God is in you?
Amen.
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 Without letting your faith muscles be exercised.
Thank
Praise
you,
God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to obey is better than sacrifice. At the age of 100 years old, Abraham and Sarah, hallelujah, Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 years old when she gave birth to their son named Isaac. Amen. Isn't that a blessing?
Amen.
I mean, that's past medical science. Amen. That's supernaturally done by God.
Amen.
But you see, it was God. When you place your life totally and complete in God's hand, there's great things that he can do with you and for you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, this, some people may say, well, this is in the Old Testament. Well, I want to bring it to the New Testament, where it says in Hebrew 11, verse 17, it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, tested, he offered up Isaac, knowing that God was able to raise him up, no matter the outcome. Abraham had that total confidence in God, the God that he served.
Amen.
Amen. You see, I stop by to let you know, hallelujah, people of God, those that are listening in on the sound of my voice, hallelujah, how big is God in you? How much trust do you have in God? I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm talking about the God that sits high but look low. I'm talking about the God that has all power in his hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, could you imagine this for a second? The thought that probably went through Abraham's mind. Hallelujah. But God knew what went through Abraham's mind. What are you saying? Sarah and I was waiting for a son that you promised us. Now you want me. He's talking to God now. He said, now you want me to sacrifice him in the land of Moriah upon one of the mountains there. I could just imagine just for a slight second the debate that was going on in his mind, questioning God. Well, look, we've been waiting. You gave us a son. Now you're telling me that you want me to sacrifice him. How many of us today can sit or stand up with confidence of knowing that if God asks us to do that certain thing, will we be able to go through with it?
Jesus.
Well, you know what? I can honestly say it would have to be God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that I got to know without a shadow of a doubt that it was God that was speaking to me. Amen.
Amen.
I would have to know, like I know my name,
Amen.
That it was God speaking to me. It wasn't no, hallelujah, no ungodly spirit.
Amen.
But it was God Almighty
Amen.
That was speaking to me, because I used to hear people say, well, you know, God give it and he take it away.
Yes.
Reminded of Job. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we have to all, when our faith is being tried or tested, we all have to have that confidence of knowing that God will come through for us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, God is a good God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Abraham, the father of faith. Abraham. Hallelujah. He knew his God. Abraham didn't have no doubt. Abraham didn't have no doubt or fear in his heart. You see, when God is going to ask us to do something on our faith, is getting ready to be tried or tested, the enemy can always try to bring a roadblock. Amen.
Yes, yes.
I'm talking about the devil. I'm talking
yes.
about self. I'm talking about people.
Yes.
He'll use whatever he could to try to stop us from standing on what we believe.
Amen.
But you see, Prophet Tebow, we have to have a man of mind. We have
made
to be persuaded
yes.
in our own
yes.
mind that no matter what anyone say or do,
thank you, Lord.
I believe God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God has been faithful to me. God has been really, really
yes.
good
yes, he has.
To me. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to notice in Genesis 22, verse 4 and 5, notice what Abraham said. When he was through the scriptures, when he was talking to the young man, and he said, wait for us. I and the lad, talking about him and Isaac, will go yonder and worship and come back to you. What confidence. Hallelujah. What a confession he made right here. He said, we will go to yonder place, to the place where God had commanded me to go. Hallelujah. And me and the lad will go and worship, and then we'll come back to you. Abraham trusted God. No matter the outcome, he was convinced that all would be well.
Yes, yes.
And I stop by to let you know today, regardless of what's going on in your life, well, hallelujah, it may look like everything is gone, is being turned upside down, that you have to have your total trust in God.
Yes.
That no matter what the outcome may seem as if it will be, God always has the last word in any situation.
Amen.
I stop by to let you know, have your faith been tried or tested yet? All you got to do is just praise the Lord for the outcome.
Amen.
Because God, regardless of what people may say or do, hallelujah, God has the last word in every situation. Now we'll turn it over to Pastor Jay.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God has the last word. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to go through something to get to what God is trying to take you. Praise God. More from Apostle and Prophetess Tebow after this break. This is Bishop Fell saying, never fail me yet, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Come on, put your hands together. I can't stay here long. It's all right if you clap your hands. Come on, just put your hands together like this. We can't stay here long.
Said I'm leaning on the Lord.
Said we walk by. Said we won't. Y'all don't mind saying again. Yeah, Lord. Said I'm leaning
on the Lord.
Said I'm walking by faith, not by sight. No, 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 no. No, oh no,
never fail me yet.
Listen here, could have been dead and gone, but Lord, I thank you for letting my days roll on. Could have been lying, oh, in a hospital somewhere, but oh. Put your hands together, we get ready to get out of here. Oh Lord. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, 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 yeah, yeah.
Never fail me yet.
The Lord has never failed me yet. Because I've been so kind.
Never
fail. No, because your grace, yeah.
Never fail.
Good God Almighty, stay with me all the time. to be known.
He changed my way.
Said I just don't know.
I don't know about you.
He changed my way.
I don't know about you.
One Saturday morning.
I don't know about
oh.
You. But he changed
He changed me.
He changed.
Anybody been changed?
He changed.
Anybody been changed?
He changed.
Oh, oh yeah, yeah.
He washed
me. He washed. Anybody been washed?
He washed.
In the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, as we go further on in Genesis 22, verses 6 through 8, we see where Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. Hallelujah. And he took the fire in his hand, a knife, and they went both together. Amen. Hallelujah. I just got a little bit ahead of myself. I want you to know that when they got to the place, hallelujah, he built the altar. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory. They both went together. I want to clarify that. They both went together, Abraham and Isaac. Isaac spake unto Abraham, behold, we have the fire and we have the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said unto his son, Isaac, God will provide himself a burnt offering. So they went and both of them together. I'm quite sure that Isaac was wondering because he knew how Abraham knew about offerings. And he also knew the things that was needed for the offering. So he said, look, I know we have the wood, we have the fire, but where is the meat? Where is the lamb? Hallelujah. So Abraham told him something that really, really, really caught my attention when he said, God will provide himself a burnt offering. So that's telling me that God is all sufficient.
All sufficient.
That's telling me that God has all power in his hand.
All power.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Sometimes we want to take matter in our own hands.
Yes, yes.
But God is a God of honor. And God does things just any kind of way.
Right.
He does things decent and in order. Amen?
Amen.
So we got to get to that place where we totally trust him with all of our heart.
Yes.
And don't lean to this finite, excuse me, natural understanding that we have. Amen?
Amen.
In all of our ways, we have to acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. Sometimes we wait until we get in a mess, then we want God's best. Amen? But in order to have God's best, we have to acknowledge him in all of our ways. In order to make right decisions and to be led by the Spirit of God, we must pray and fast and let the Spirit of the Lord lead us.
Yes.
The Bible says them that are led by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit of God, are sons and daughter of the Most High God. Amen?
Jesus, thank you.
Abraham believed God that he was faithful in what he promised. Hallelujah. Has your faith been tried are tested yet. Thank God that he is not like man. If he said it, he will do it. Go on a little bit further in Genesis 21, verses 9 through 14. Hallelujah. Genesis 21, verses 9. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory. Amen. My eyes are trying to play tricks off me with that prophet. It's T-Boy. Amen. Genesis 22. Praise God. Now we got it right. Hallelujah. Thank yourself. Line up with the word of God. Amen. Line up. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 9, it says, hallelujah, they came to the place, and Abraham built an altar, laid the wood in order, and then he bound Isaac, his son, laid him on the altar upon the wood. He stretched forth his hand, and he took the knife to slay his son, his only son. An angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, said, Abraham, Abraham. When God says it once and he says it twice, that's to get your immediate attention. Amen?
Amen.
And he said, Abraham said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon Isaac, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God. Seeing thou hast not withhold thy son, thy only son, from me. Oftentimes, God wants us to give back to him what he gave to us.
Amen.
Amen. And Abraham was willing to give his best to God,
yes,
which was his son, Isaac, his only son. Amen. This is a picture of what was getting ready to happen in the future about God giving his son, Jesus, for the world. Amen. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Then we go on a little bit further, and the word of God says that Abraham lifted up his eyes. Sometimes when we down, when we're to our Lord's point, we need to lift up our eyes. And the Bible says, and he looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. His horns, a ram in the bush. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a blessing, Prophet Steve? A ram in the bush.
He always makes a way.
Amen. Abraham went, and he took the ram, offered him up for a burnt sacrifice. Now God was certain that Abraham feared, reverenced him more than anyone else, since he was willing to offer him his son. Amen. What are you willing to offer God today? So when your faith is being tried or tested, you're able to go all the way with what he asked you to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. That's why, you know, we can't just wait to get a word from God on Sunday morning.
Amen.
We just can't wait to get a word from God during midweek service.
Amen.
But we have to get a word from God 24/7, each and every day. That's why we can't take our Bibles and just leave it closed in our household so that it can collect dust.
Amen.
But we need to get into the Word each and every day.
Amen.
The Bible says, let's just study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the Word of truth. So here we see Abraham dedication. We see Abraham commitment to God. And because of his obedience, God came through for him. Abraham knew, regardless of what the outcome would be, that God was able to turn the situation in his favor. Amen?
Amen.
Remember, your faith will be tried, tested. What will be your outcome or your reaction? Romans 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." So whatever the purpose of God in your life is, I would just encourage you today just to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit of God in your life.
Amen.
Because God knows how much you can bear. God knows how much he can put on you without you, hallelujah, being all broken up. But we have to go through the fire and don't be burned. We have to go through the whatever we have to go through, knowing that deep down in our heart, that if God be for me, who or what will be against me? Hallelujah, God is a good God.
Amen.
We pray that there was something said that touched your heart today. Hallelujah. We have to understand that our faith will be tried and tested at different times during our individual, hallelujah, walk with the Lord. That's why from the beginning of, hallelujah, when we first came to him, our faith was activated. We have to grow up, saints of God, women of God, men of God, children of God. We must grow up in the things of God.
Amen.
And the way the Lord allow us to grow is to stretch our faith.
Amen.
We have to allow our faith muscles to be stretched. We have to allow our faith muscles to, hallelujah, to be flexed. We have to allow our faith muscles to go up and down, side by side, of knowing that God is able to see us through. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Today, through the preaching and the teaching of this word, we just pray that God will just bring forth, hallelujah, a change within your life. We just pray that God will bring forth, hallelujah, an elevation in your life. Hallelujah. Far from being self-reliant, we are totally and eternally dependent on the one who died to set us free. Every day is our dependence day. Surely we can say, "I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour."
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Precious Father, right now, in the precious name of Jesus, we just thank you for the word that went forth. We thank you that the word fell on good grounds today.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you that the word went forth with clarity, and that, hallelujah, with hearing it, that understanding was established.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Father God, we ask all those that heard the word through the sound of my voice, through these radio broadcasts, hallelujah, that they will take the word of God, hallelujah, just don't be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. And Lord, and I thank you for the fruits that will come forth.
Yes, Lord.
That will bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold blessings,
yes,
in their lives.
Yes.
Father God, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus. For those that may be in a hopeless situation, Lord, we just thank you that the word of God, hallelujah, that hope was birthed forth within their hearts today. In Jesus' name. For Heavenly Father, we claim forth the victory. We ask that each and every need in their lives will be met at this hour. And Lord, I thank you because you are a good God. What you have done for others, you can do for us. Because the Bible says that you know respect a person. And Lord, I thank you for what you did for Abraham and Sarah. You are able to do for us this day.
Yes.
Because you are a God that is, that, hallelujah, that loves us all in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, we just praise you. And as I loose and thank you, Lord, this prayer today, I thank you. I thank you for everything that has been accomplished here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for this broadcast for today. Apostle Tebow, we have some callers on the line. I definitely didn't want you to miss them. Amen. So we definitely want to, we have a caller calling from 652. You're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. 652. Caller from 281, you're on the air.
Praise God. How you doing?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I just want to take this time to stop by to tell you, Prophetess Tebow, Apostle Tebow, Pastor Jay, y'all are doing an awesome work in the ministry, and y'all giving words out there to the people of God. I'm calling from Louisiana. My name is Cassandra O'Neill, and I'm going to give you a word and say, greater is coming. God will increase your territory. All of y'all, because y'all doing a wonderful work in the ministry, and faith is so important for us believers. We can preach it, but there are times we got to practice it.
Amen.
Amen, amen, my sister.
So I just thank God for this moment. This is my first time listening to the broadcast, and it will not be my last in Louisiana. God bless you.
Amen.
And
amen.
We love
amen,
you.
Amen, amen, amen. We want you to know we love you, and we just thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God for the word of exhortation and encouragement.
Amen. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
we
you.
Have a call. Amen. We have a caller 898 number. You're on the air. 898. 337-898. You're on the air. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We'll try. Amen. We'll also try 652 again to see if they would like to say a word. A shout out to Apostle and Prophetess today.
Amen.
652.
Amen.
You'll see me.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful broadcast. Okay, Apostle, we're gonna let you take us on out. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God again. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Tebow and Prophetess
Tebow
of the
Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministries. We can be reached at P.O. Box 711-144 and that's Houston, Texas 77271 with any of your questions or any comments to anything that you've heard from us. We love you and God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we just thank God again for this opportunity to come before you. Hallelujah. Until we meet again, over the air or in the air, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer. Remember, you don't have any troubles. All you need is faith in God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. And as we go off the airway, we just want to thank God again for Prophetess Jackson and her family. We just thank God. We pray that God would just continually use her on this radio broadcast, and every need in her life, her family's life, would just be met.
Amen.
And Lord, I just want you to know that you are a blessing. You have been a blessing all these years, a blessing to the people of God. And we know that God will bless you and use you, and the best is yet to come. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. It's our prayer.
Amen. Amen. And we definitely are grateful, amen, for you allowing God to use you, amen, to pour out manna from heaven, praise God, that will cause us, amen, to be closer in our relationship with him and understand, praise God, our go-throughs and hold on just a little while longer to see what the end is going to be. This has been Busting Loose, amen, in faith with Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministries with Apostle and Prophetess TiVo right here on My Gospel Soul. Until next Friday, glory to God. Remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God all things are possible.
My gospel soul has a day.